Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Those of you tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild. We are a group of individual psychics who, like the inner part of the show says, love to do good. We love to help people with our abilities and help individuals realize that we are real. We are really actually out there, and we're able to see not only into the future but other areas to help you. So we welcome you tonight to call 773-897-6461. And when I say we, I want to bring in the phenomenal, the one that is known not only from doing very strong psychic work, but a lot of medium work. She has had spirit work and has worked since not only a toddler, but her first seance at age 8. Those of you who know her and love her on TV and radio and other things that she does know her best as that really fun, positive Who's That Girl that tonight we're going to give that prize away for. It's Patty Negri. Patty, how are you?
I am good. Who's That Girl? I love that. What a fun contest. Thank you, Jethro. Yay!
Thank you, Patty. You know, when Patty got in the show, we just said that, you know, just keeping it fun and keeping it light, and we've done that. We've helped a lot of people, seriously, and done a lot of really intense work, but we've had fun doing it, and I think that's the key, Patty. You know, I had someone write to me yesterday and said, you know, what would you say I should do with this ability of mine? I've been doing this for 2 years, and I'm feeling all this tension. I said, you should just be like a child. Every day we get up and we feel the love and we do the work. And I said, feel just like a little kid. I said, I can't wait to grab a hold of the fun things that we've got, and I can't wait to do the shows. I said, if I ever get that change, I would take and do this. And the friend of mine wrote me on Facebook, and we're back and forth in the Psychics Gone Wild room, and she said, yes. And she goes, you get to work with people like Patty Negri, Jan Bach Drakey, and Linda Irwin. She goes, if you weren't happy, we know something, Jethro. And I said, yeah. You know, I said, you bring likeness to like. So those of you who are out there tonight, please, you know, call in. I had a lot of people writing me, and I want to thank you for all the Facebook fans and all the friends of you that are sharing it. You know, you can listen to the 773-897-6461 number and not have to speak on the radio. I had a couple of individuals today that are new who said, Friday night you had a lady and you said that she's doing white witchcraft. I said, no, I said she was a white witch, and you were really nervous. And I want to tell you, this is Patty. Patty makes things that people were nervous about realize they're not. Patty, tell them about like doing a seance or a veil. I know that's something that still people ask me today, should I or shouldn't I, or am I scared to do a seance? Tell them what you would tell someone, Patty, with a seance.
Okay, if somebody was to do a seance, again, I don't live in a scary world. I have never lived in a scary world. And like I said, I've been doing these my whole life. You have to be very careful of who you're calling in and what you're calling in. And I suggest anybody be a little versed in what they're doing, look into it. But if it's the most number one thing is just don't just like open the veil. However, whatever method you use, there's very many. If you're using any kind of divination, like a Ouija board or any kind of thing, just be specific. Don't just say, hey, any spirits out there? Guess what? You might get some you don't want. Hey, is there any light and loving spirits, spirits with real message? I am inviting in only spirits of deceased loved ones or my spirit guides or entities to come in. Creates a whole different seance.
I love it. You know, you brought that up before and you made us laugh so bad. A couple of months ago, she explained to an individual that if you're doing that and the person that passed away and is living behind 7-Eleven, that's the advice you're going to get. And I just love that, Patty.
It's true. And they're tricksters. And they're not, I mean, some, yes, they're dark and evil and want to fool you and tell you your grandma, but whatever. But I mean, there's those just like they were nutty in life and, you know, hanging out behind the alley, and they're nutty in death. And it's like, you know, not worth your time.
We love all of you guys. Tune in. Thank you guys that are asking about the jokes. I put 3 out a day. Sometimes I try to put out a few more, so you catch them on Facebook, on my site. You can be my friend on Jethro Smith, or you can join me at Psychic Jethro, and I put it out there, and psychicsgonewild.com. So make sure you guys are putting together. I love those, and if I ever do offend anybody, but I do joke about this quite often, because if you do look, I am blonde. I was born a tone head, and I've always, they used to call us a toe head, but we joke about it. I tease about everything. If you laugh, anything's nothing that I can't laugh about. If it ever does offend you, please let me know, and I will take it off, you know, in areas that you see it. But do know that I lack to laugh, and I'll tell you why. Because Gabriel works with my heart energy, and that angel, for me to be able to laugh or to bring energy, brings the vibration to a higher level. So that realm will keep it going. Love all you guys. Those of you tuned in, we're going to have some fun. Let's do it. You do know that tonight, the Who's That Girl, put in at psychicsgonewild.com to win that prize. We do ask that you put in not only your email, but your snail mail so I can send you, because there's physical prizes. One of the prizes you will be winning is a Psychics Gone Wild t-shirt. And the other prizes is that we will be giving out is a couple of books, and we have some jewelry from Lady Arango in New York City. So those of you tuning in, let's have some fun, and let's give you a reading over the radio. You need to know we're real, and we need to know you're out there. 610, what do you know? Let's go on the show with me and Patio. It's 610. What are you doing?
Hello, hello.
Hi.
It's Marilyn. I'm
Marilyn,
doing okay.
Welcome.
Thank you, thank you. I love this show. Thank you very much for doing this.
Yeah.
I would love to either get health feedback because I have lipedema, or work feedback because it's really a circus there right now.
Okay. The circus at work, you've got some battling energies there is what I'm seeing. It's a little bit of a power play. Does that make sense?
Sure does. Spot on.
Yeah, power play. But you know what? You literally, if this is crazy as it sounds, you know, just you changing your attitude, and I know you're not a part of it, or you're not a part of, but you,
right,
that tiny bit of shifting your energy and focusing on what's good and focusing and pulling in together what's working and work with the people that is, you could actually slightly shift it. And if everybody then slightly shifted it, you could really fix things up. Is there one guy in particular, kind of a creative guy, that's somehow involved in this?
There's a bunch of people, and it's not, I'm not even totally clear who
and what,
so
yeah,
much as what, but yeah, there's, yeah, it's all kind of crazy. And there's one woman, I don't know if she's doing something that she shouldn't be doing. With money.
See. Oh, that's not good. Again, keep yourself clear of all that. But again, you could cause the tiniest of change, and the tiniest change could be a good change. Again, just not buying into the craziness, literally staying above it. And let me look into the woman, but there's some guy, too. I think whether it's a power play or he's trying to show who he is, it may be something that you're not even seeing, obviously. So can you give me at least the initials of this woman you want to know about?
The woman would be M.
M. Is M simply doing something that she shouldn't be doing? Or, yeah, there's a really good possibility of that. So stay very clear of that.
She's unfortunately my boss of sorts, and trying to grab all the power and keep me close to her, and I'm trying to run the other direction.
Okay. So dot your I's, cross your T's. You know, you hold on to your integrity. And maybe that guy I'm seeing is somebody actually that you could go to, this creative guy that I'm seeing. Does she have a male boss over her or something?
She does. He's Asian.
Okay.
But in a different area, there's a guy, his first initial is M. MP. Is he the creative guy that you were thinking of, or her boss above her?
Okay, could it be MP that could,
yes,
set a light sort of on this? It could be the MP person that next to the side person. So just keep your eyes really open. Stay out of the circus. Stay out of the fray. Stay above everything. And again, you can cause some good things. Not to her. You're not going to switch up whatever she's doing. But if she's really doing that, which she really may be, she's going to get caught.
Good.
I agree. Yes, I'm seeing that too. I'm very impressed with Patty went through the energy of around the office, and I see that there's other people there that are doing other stuff there too, and that's what's got you apprehensive. The guys are telling me that it would be very good for you to have a little bit of like obsidian or something, carry it with you, because some of the negative there is affecting you physically. Yeah, I can hear it, Marilyn, in the energy. And I'm so glad you love us. You've got to put in the Psychics Gone Wild. We got to get a prize to you. I don't remember ever sending you one. We got to get you in there. We got all this stuff we're giving away, and here you are with it. I feel there's another energy, too, with you that's happening with the other end of the love there. I feel like there's something going on that the guides are saying that you've got other energies happening there that the angels want you to raise your limits up in energy. I feel like that things are going on, and you're kind of like a little bit shy when it comes to looking at really with love. You're a little bit nervous or shy, and the guides are kind of going along with you, and they're putting the order in for you of a little like baby steps or something there going on, where I feel like you have all this relationship and you want that strong, positive, passion man.
Yes.
Yes. And do you ever, you know, I use movies sometimes with music with it. Did you ever see the movie Maine?
No.
It's a very good movie. It's a Lucille Ball movie. It's one of my favorite classic movies of mine that I love to watch, because in the movie she has a girl that is there, and she's the housekeeper. And I feel that you're like her. I feel like you're like a little bit weird. And she tells her life's a banquet and most people are starving, you know. So what she teaches her is this way to go. And this woman is like, womb. I feel that's what's happening with you. I feel the angels want to bring you to this level, Marilyn, with it. And, you know, it's okay with this. I laugh. And I'll tell you, I have a lot of single women who I had helped through the years. Put up that picture. Go get yourself something. Back in the day, like Matt Dillon or whoever, which type of man you're looking for, you want, having that picture, there's a good way, because it puts it up in the energy, in your feng shui, in your house, in the place of it. Everyone knows it's in the right. The trick and the real secret is don't stick it on your fridge. You're not looking to, you know, diet with him or take him on, you know, your toenail days. You know what I'm saying, Marilyn? You know, I love you, baby. Let's go get our cuticles done. You know, when I see, you know, we're going to pedicure together. We grow real love, which is romantic too, but I'm teasing. But you got, you know, you want to put this energy of it in something in your house that's almost in the middle of your fame. That is your back wall, and that's about the middle space of it. So in that spot, you want that fame, and I'll tell you why, because that's part of your energy has got that love in there. So go and do it. And I had a friend that she did Einstein picture because she wanted a smart intellectual man. She had dated guys who were like, you know, if you want to like sit down and hang out, you know, she's like, no, I want to like have a conversation. And I feel you have all that strength. I feel that you should have that. And I feel you should put down, get one that you like. Now be real choosy. Feel like you're ordering the dinner. It's like, no, I really like that. You know, and Patty, we can talk about this, can't we? In magic, when you put more emphasis in the emotion in there. Patty, help her with how you manifest something if you really want it to come to be. You know what I'm saying, for love? Because we're not doing a love spell, but we're bringing in that.
Yeah. Number one, you like Jethro said, you've really got to open up to it. You've really got to make space for it. Literally, we tell people, you know, have an empty drawer that's waiting for the man to come in. You know, have a space for an extra toothbrush. Have, you know, have everything around your area clean, under your bed, all that around there, and really, really be open. And then create it. See what it feels like. Feel what it feels like. What does it smell like? What does it taste like? Not saying picture an exact person, because you don't have that person's, but just general idea of it. And then you kind of create it. First you get the really good visual, and then you build it up so how you could do it. Again, if it's not even with this, but you're just building up that energy, building up, and every day when you go out, like, this could be the day. This could be the day. And you will be amazed how it changes, just that really conscious openness in every cell of your body. When I say, what color is it? What does it smell like? What does it feel like? What does it taste like?
Yes.
What does it feel like when you get up in the morning and know that person's going to be there?
I love it. Feel the energy. We're doing the vibration. We're going to help you, Marilyn. We'll do this, and then you got to call in a couple months when you've got that great, wonderful guy, and we'll read for you two together. Me and Patty have never done a couple reading, but I would love it. You guys call in like a party one with a cell phone. We'll pick all of them up at the same time, and we'll read for him. I predict, and I feel this happening. We love you, Marilyn. I got to run. They're giving me the push from the back.
Right. And on your health, don't focus on what's wrong with your health. Focus on what's right with your health, and you will get better. Focus on what's right with your health.
Thank you so much.
Excellent. Lots of celery, Marilyn. They're saying you need to do the celery. I love with you guys that are talking and calling in. We've got so many of you guys. You got to be patient. I'm just a one-man team here with a friend on the phone. So all of you guys that are, I've got you faxing me. I got you emailing me. I feel like we'll have Pony Express running. Jethro, can you read me? Can you read me? Can you read me? So what we're going to have happen is we're going to grab a few more phones. We're going to have some fun. At the half-hour mark, we will give away one of the prizes. One of the prizes is, who's that girl? The answer was Patty Negri. We had so many responses I started sending out today, and then we do have one winner that I will name, and then those of you tuning in still have a chance because we're giving away two prizes, so you guys don't have to worry. If you are on Facebook, you are included. If you are on there doing it, if you called on the phone, you got to go to psychicsgonewild.com and get in. That's the best way, and I'm so excited. I had so much fun. I want to thank you guys because you were so fun about why was she smiling. There were some cute compliments that Patty, they want to know why in the picture that you were doing the magic. Was it because you were brewing up something? Were you on TV? Why did you have such that beautiful, happy, mischievous smile?
I'm always brewing up something, whether there's a cauldron in front of me or not. Brewing up life and love and happiness. I don't actually remember which I'm doing in that picture, which one it was.
But I'm sure
I was brewing up something.
Yes, we had a memory picture from the past, and we all will tease everyone that those of us are Patty's fans. I know because of her psychic ability, but Patty also did dance, and there's some movies that Patty was involved. I remember when we first met, people tell me about Chevy Chase and Burt Reynolds and some of the you know, people that Patty has, you know, as you guys know, a star life with her TV and her movies. I've always just known her as this phenomenal, cool psychic person, and Patty's just Patty. So I got to laugh. No wonder. Now we know, because she was probably brewing up stuff and making them impressive. Like, oh my gosh. Patty, is it through the years being this open, and I know you're very gifted as we've talked and as friends and allies here, has it been easy to work with individuals that, let's say, in the movie industry that were maybe not as in tune to this?
Well, you know, honestly, a lot of people in the industry, especially if you're working with artists, with actors, with musicians, are in tune to this. They're artists themselves. They may not put it into the same template or style that we are necessarily working with spirit or working with energies, but they're really connected to spirit themselves in a different way. So a lot of my clients in the industry, so to speak, are some of my most open and understanding and able to move energy. They've just taken it in a different direction.
Oh, I love that. And going to our emails, we've got quite a few. I'll only do a few. And I know you guys are on the phone. We give a little bit of everything. If you want that full reading, go to psychicsgonewild.com, and we'll give you that reading. Make sure. I've got an email here from a very serious friend of ours up in Virginia, and she's asking you, Patty. Her friend is a Wiccan, and she's just realized in the last 3 years they've become very distant because of other people and different gossip and ideas because of the spiritual beliefs. She's asking here, Patty, now that she's looked at it, she's realized that she was wrong to judge her friend and knows that sometimes that someone being a Wiccan is not a bad thing. She's asking, what kind of a gift do you feel would be appropriate to give a Wiccan friend that you wanted them to know that it was okay that their religion and belief did not bother you and you wanted to be friends anyway?
Oh, that is so sweet. And know for one thing, to say to Wiccan means a whole lot of things to different people. I think the best gift you can give her is just your heart and saying, like you said, you're sorry. So give her a big, beautiful flower. As a rule, Wiccans are very like elemental like I am. So a single flower, a little plant, a stone, a crystal. It certainly does not have to be expensive, but from the heart, just like, I didn't understand. I came from fear. And that would be the best gift you could give her.
I love this. And those of you tuning in, that we are talking about what do you do when your friend is a Wiccan and you realize that and you're okay with it and you want to give them a gift. We have a lot of people that have come back, and I know you guys love listening to the archives. Know that we've got some really good new contests, and tonight I want to get you guys involved back with us again. We want to know you're out there. All the fans, all the people that are listening in tonight, go to psychicsgonewild.com and let us know. We never sell your stuff. We do keep it we will ask you at like voting time for me and Patty, American Federation. I will be honest with you. I will send you an email and say, please vote for us. Tell them that you think we're great psychics. Tell them that you want us to be on here. I do use the email for that. You will be getting something in your snail mail, a postcard, and watch the postcard. The really cool thing is the stamp. When you look at the stamp, you're going to be seeing Psychics Gone Wild people. Yeah, we're doing this. I'm so excited about this. This is a lot of fun. A lady wrote me and told me about this 2 years ago in Canada and other friends. You miss saving stamps, and they want to save them, but they want them with our faces. Well, you got your wish come true. I've got everybody together. If you get 3 stamps saved and you contact me that you've gotten in the mail, because what I'm doing is I'm sending out to different winners. I'm sending out to people on marketing. And, you know, it's just randomly. I had someone tell me that they will take and trade 2 Patty stamps for a Jethro already. Wait a minute. So you want to do this. You want to get them. They do need to be postmarked, which will be a line across, but you know I will be sending them out. So you may get a Janbach Drakey or a DC Love and a Patty Negri stamp. That means you have something to win, and we'll be giving away prizes. Listen to Psychics Gone Wild about that. I had someone tease me about the fact that, you know, they just know they're going to get all Jethro stamps because they live in Florida. That's not the case. We are just randomly going through, and we're going to be sending out. We also have been asked to send out some marketing. So those of you know, if Patty runs a special, which she periodically does, and we, because of Facebook and things, we're not catching, Patty will let me know, and I will send that out in a postcard, and it will say, Patty Negri's doing a Psychics Gone Wild special. Call her this number or this email, and you can get a time with Patty. We also found out a couple weeks ago that Patty's readings run a little longer than half an hour, and we got a lot of publicity on that. That's good. And you guys, we're putting out a new number. It's right now an 813 number. I'll be sending that out to everyone that's on their email list, and it will eventually be an 800 number where you can call and get all of our information. And what it will do is you will call, and it has a number. What I'm working on it with a friend of mine that's Tecno-Savvy. It'll call, and you'll be able to say, Psychics Gone Wild will be who we are. We're going to be in a directory, and that's what it'll be. And then it will tell you the different numbers to get that psychic and how we are. So you can go, I'm really in the mood for a Jethro reading, beep, number, and then they'll say, okay, Jethro is at this number, call him here or email him here. He does these type of readings, and this is his amounts at this month. And they do change, you know, with us because we do run these specials. It's a really great way for you guys to get us. You came up with this idea of how can I get a hold of you. You're like, Jethro, you're too busy. I want to get a hold of you. So that's what we're doing for all of you guys. We got a lot to go on. I know you guys are going, oh my gosh, it's so much. That's what Psychics Gone Wild is. We're wild, we're fun, and we're out there helping people. We have an email here. Patty, I've got to ask you this. My sister tells me that her doll is haunted. She's had this doll for 4 years. It has a past. It left the house where the 2 children in the house became very sick. After the doll left, they became better. The house before that burnt down. They said that the child there was having problems. I don't like this doll. I have a newborn baby. Should I have my sister move out? She won't get rid of the doll. It's either her or the doll, but I'm really concerned.
Wow, her or the doll. I guess she's really attached to that doll. Well, if your sister is actually living in your house, it's your house, your rules. I believe that dolls and things and objects really can get some bad energy to them. And your belief in such can even increase that. So I would, versus having to move out is pretty drastic if she needs to live there. But if it's your house, I would say that you are not comfortable with this and that maybe she could leave the doll in a safe deposit box at a bank, a storage unit at somebody else's houses. But if you have a baby and this is your home and it makes you uncomfortable, you should not have anything in your home that makes you uncomfortable, haunted or not. That's your sanctuary. So ask her nicely. Don't turn it into a pissing fight. Don't turn it into da-da-da. Just say it makes you not comfortable and that you ask her that she's welcome to stay, but the doll is not. And if then she wants to make a choice from there, have her some options like a cheap little storage unit, which just seems silly for a doll, or leave it at somebody else's house or donate it where anybody maybe wouldn't even know that history, and it would just fade away.
Very intense. I love that. And we've got people writing all over. They're going, Patty's right. This is really intense. I had it all like this. So now we know the thing is, you guys definitely get with Patty for these kind of objects and those kind of things that you want to talk to her. We're going to grab a hold of it. I know some of you have been on the new and you're on the phone and you can't wait. Do when I call, pick up your phone. I do call. Do when I call you. Do when I pick up the phone on you. Make sure you do tell me your name. I'll call out your area code for the new people. And then do what you, the question you've got. We welcome all you new people. We love you. And thank you for making Psychics Go on Wild what it is. We'll be giving away that prize in here right after this message from our caller. You thought it was going to be a sponsor. 786, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. You're not the one with the doll because I hear somebody behind you. I'm a little scared now.
Oh, no, no, no. How are you guys?
Hi.
Hi. This is Samantha calling from Miami.
Hey, Samantha, you rock. I'm so glad you called in. I could feel there's very positive energy with you. Should we go right into it? Let's ask that question because I'm getting energy about relationship, but I feel like there's other people involved.
Well, I'm not in a relationship, but yep, you hit the nail on the head.
Oh, angels are telling me that, and they're telling me that you want to talk about this with the person real strong. Can I give us a question so we can look at it around it? Because I'm getting two conflicts here. I get that you have somebody that wants to be with you, and yet I feel like there's something going on that's holding you back, and someone else, the guides intend for you.
Well, I mean, my question is there a substantial, a good relationship coming my way in the near future? And I was just kind of, talking to someone recently, but he's way younger than me. I'm 26, he's 21, and I'm just like, this is a big age gap that I don't really want to go into. And we stopped talking, for about a couple weeks, so I really don't think that's going to work at all either. And I've had a friend that approached me about a relationship, but that's not going to work either.
I'm good at love. I have this Scorpio Libra thing going on, and I feel that very strong, and I just jumped right on this with it. That I feel like that. And, Patty, what are you getting on the ladies' point of this, what you feel with
this? Well, go. No, you're going on it. Actually, I have to step away for 2 seconds. So you answer, and I'll be back in 2 seconds. So I have to stop a dog barking.
I'm feeling this, I feel like the love in you and this other part's happening in a strong way. I feel like that. I feel like the one gentleman just wants, I think he wants the physical sex. I think he's looking at you in a way that there's there, but I feel that there's something that has to be stronger for you. Samantha, I feel like you've had enough of just the physical. You want also you want the whole pie. you want the relationship that's going to be there for you. And I feel that one gentleman kind of has hurt you a little bit with the fact that he's known with you for a while, but he's just looking at you in one way. He's not realizing there's so much more to you or something. That's what I'm feeling. Does that make sense how I'm saying it?
Yes, one of my, that friend that wanted to, I guess, be in a relationship, as he said it. I mean, I gave him a try just because we've been friends for so long, but I just knew that it wasn't going to work. And the other person that I was talking to a little bit, that's not going to work either because I do want a actual relationship. I'm not pushing it, but I know, if it doesn't feel right to me, then I just don't want to get involved.
That's what I'm feeling. That's what I feel very strong with it. I also feel the other part of the energy happening for you very much with him happening. And I feel that that's also why there's other development there, Samantha, that's happening. And they're telling me that he's also strengthening up a lot of other things happening. And I see that the friendship has already went to another point that it went to it. You know, and they said, and they said it's also being outgoing what they look like. And they said no matter what you want to do, you're also going to be able to see and go through the energy and make sure that everything else is happening too. You know, and they said that no matter what you say or you go through, they said you're going to be able to look at it and see the energy there. And I got to tease some of you that are on tonight. We are going to be giving away some stuff here in about a minute. So I've got a bunch of people sending in. This is a good prize. Samantha, did you put in to get win at psychicsgunwall.com on Who's That Girl?
I will do that as soon as, right after we talk.
You got to get in, girl. Yeah. You got to get in.
Oh, I will.
Pull right off of there. Okay. Love you. Thank you for calling in. Definitely say hey on Facebook and like in all your ways. It's nice to meet you new individuals.
Okay.
Going in with the energy here, we are down to that part. We got to thank all of you guys in. Make sure we've got quite a few calls coming up. We're to the halfway mark. Patty's friends are coming in. We're going to start building the room. So make sure you get a hold of us. It's like it's gone wild. And what has happened here is I'm looking right now and I'm pulling through the individuals. We've got a lot of emails. Remember, it's psychesgonewild.com, and you've got to be able to take and put in the site there so that you put in on the left side there, three spots to get in, and then we just pull one winner out. We also will be pulling a winner out of Facebook tonight. So starting out with those of you that have tuned in to this, make sure that you've got ready there. They said that, you know, this we've got our person. They said, who is that girl? Was the beautiful lady's name is Patty Negri, and Brenda, you are the winner. Brenda is from Japan. Go, Brenda. Brenda,
yay,
Epperson,
Brenda.
You are the winner, and you will be receiving a Psychics Gone Wild t-shirt. You will be getting a Living in the Psychic Realm signed by Psychic Jethro to you, Brenda, and you will also receive a couple of certificates for some fun stuff that we want you to look at. You can have also, you'll be getting a bracelet from Ladies of Rango. So congratulations, and definitely that was a very sweet, beautiful thing you said. So I'm also going to send you a beautiful pendulum that was given with a bunch of pendulums I have here. It's a crystal pendulum, never been used, and instructions on how to use the pendulum. So thank you, Brenda. Thank you for playing along. And you, I got to tease you. I had a lot of emails, and when I opened up yours, it made me feel so warm when you said that. It was just, you know, that's just very beautiful. All of you guys that were right, continue in, because Patty is beautiful and Psychics Gone Wild is wild. We will still be giving away prizes. So you'll begin for the second contest, which we will give away in about 28 minutes. And you'll be in for all future contests. You can put in as many times as you like, but I do got to tease you, a couple of you guys that were 15 and 16 times, I know you love us, but you know, I guess that we got fun. And that's what I want you guys to have. I had a person tell me that we were the fun night on their Fridays, that if they don't get a Patty Negri laugh or a fun time with Jethro's laugh, they don't feel complete. So we want to keep laughing and making you guys feel good. I had a lady tease me last week and said that I scared her children when I laughed, and I did apologize. Now I feel bad. You got to get those kids out and get them hearing laughter more. If I'm scaring them, you know, I got to tell you. So
hey, Jethro, you're pretty too.
Oh, thank you.
You're pretty too, Jethro.
we're all pretty tonight. I love it. Yeah,
everybody at Psychics Gone Wild is pretty.
We love it. We are
pretty,
pretty
silly.
That's true. We got those phones going. We're still having a good time. 832, let's do it. Let's have a psychic reading. Tell us your name and what have you got?
My name is Prince. Can you guys hear me?
Hello, Prince. Hello, how are you doing? You've called in a couple of times. You got a question here we can help you with?
Yes. I just want to know, do you guys see me coming into any money in the future? Because I've been feeling neglected by my significant peers my whole life, which I'll get to that. I'll get to that on another show. I'll get to that another time. But do you guys see me coming into any money? Because I always felt that if I had money, that it would change my life, that maybe if I was coming into millions of dollars, you know, or something, that people would see me differently than they do at work every day. And I'm a people greeter at Walmart. So I get to see people coming in and out of Walmart store and garden center every day. And my peers, they just, it's like, I have these peers, and I've had them my whole life all through school, where they're one way when they're around me, but we're like good friends and everything when they're around, when it's just me and them alone. But then when they get around the other significant others, they forget all about me, and all of their attention is focused on the other person or the other group, and I'm left completely and totally out. Like, just so neglected. I feel so neglected.
Well, Prince, you have to change your attitude. I'm sorry. as much as money would be fun, and I actually do see you getting some money, not like millions of dollars, I'm sorry to say, but I could be wrong, and I hope I am. But guess what? Money will not change that. Money makes a lot of things easier, but money will not change that. They're fine with you, and then they have to share their time when somebody else comes in. That's just how life is. You need to take your power, take control. You're a good guy. We talk to you often. We know who you are. You've got to claim that. You've got to not take a victim mentality. You've got to, it's always been like this. You're living into that. You're helping create that, Prince. Grab that power. You're a great guy. People are happy to know you. Like you said, they're good when you're with. You've got to hold on to that. And not live into that other thought pattern and point of view, because you are helping create it as much as they are.
Yeah,
does that
make
sense?
Makes sense.
Is that yeah.
Yes, it does. Oh, and Pat, I have a question. Do you take over the phone readings? Because I have your personal phone number. I think I got it offline.
Yeah.
Do you like? Okay, and like if I want to pay like with a debit card or something, could I just give you like my information and you key it in and you. Like
yeah,
draw
we
the money
do it,
or whatever.
I could do it by credit card or debit card. We could do it by PayPal. Yes, I do phone readings every day. I would love to talk.
This is the real thing. The reason I was calling, me and my mother, we started playing the lottery a while back, but I quit. We both quit because we just felt like it was impossible. But we keep watching. We were watching these shows where these people were like, they became millionaires overnight. Do you see me winning the lottery or like being a millionaire in the future, like through a big career or maybe a single lottery winner? Do you see me coming into like? Do you see me like being a millionaire at all, or like really like coming into some really good money or anything? Hello.
I'm not the lottery girl to ask on that, Prince. I'm sorry. Not that I'm against playing the lottery or anything, but
yeah, and I've been lucky on it, and I'll tell you what the thing that happens with those numerologies and things, there's a lot to it. It's down to manifesting and having a citron stones to the part of your house where your wealth and your feng shui is. Those all help with it, but there is that part with Lady Luck. She is a lady, and she has her own way, and I know that it is an enjoyment thing to always do so you don't become addicted. I've had people that I know that, unfortunately, but I feel with you that I feel that there's some things that you're going to work on that's going to do it. Never spend a lot for it, because you know what? Matthew, you ask and you shall receive. It should be within reason there. We love you, Prince. I got to go. I've had people say, Jethro, you always pick it. I'm just going down the line. I've got a bunch of people. Thank you for calling in and being our fan. We love you, Prince. We'll talk to you in a little while, okay?
We love you.
Love
Hang
you
in there, dude. Claim
you rock. Prince is one of our friends, and we got a lot of individuals out there calling in. I know you new ones are going, we get to hear. Isn't it cool? You get to hear friends and family on Friday night. We're still here. We're still wild. 317, how are you?
Oh, my God.
You got in, girl.
You, know
you didn't think it happened. I found your phone.
I got it. You got a 773. She's from Chicago, and I cannot believe I'm on. She's like, buddy, how much longer? How much longer? Oh, she's texting me right
well,
now. Like, oh, no, hell no. Please, she said, I was next. So I'm
Who
not going to.
I love
just
you. I love your energy. Who are you?
This is Michelle, Goofy.
Michelle, you're just messing with me. You're just pretending. I don't even have Michelle anymore. She's given up. I haven't even heard from my friend. Michelle.
No way. I've been in a tornado. I had to do something. Mm. What is that? Well, that tear down and come back up. So I'm coming back up. And so anyway, this has put me in such a good mood. I'll tell you what, I got to listen every Friday. I was on last Friday.
Dude, this is like
so
old homie. This is
kid, I want this. If you see a 773, because she's going to kick my butt and not talk to me for like 3 weeks. Take her call. I just want to send my love to you guys.
I'll run it down the numbers.
She's just going, no way. Do you see it a 773? It's Kim. So
yeah.
I'll hang up. So you guys can take your call. And I
love
you. Lots of love.
Michelle, we love you.
Jethro. I
love
you, Patty
too.
Negri.
I love you,
Michelle. I'll talk to you later. Keep me on hold. I want to hear.
Okay. I want to hear it.
Oh, it's a kissy show.
How are you, 773? You got a Chicago number. We're friends and family already. We got to go out and shoot somebody. No, that's Chicago, wrong town. How are you, 773?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Welcome to Psychic
Spot. Oh, nice. I didn't know if I had to do anything. That's so funny that she went before me. And it's so funny that the person that I'm asking about was actually calling me while she was on the line. So this,
you got friends.
Really,
they pulled you through. 318 people. What happened here?
All of my worlds are colliding all at once. It's crazy. So, yeah, that was really funny. So, yeah, I have a question about a relationship that I'm in right now, and I want to know where it's going, how it's looking, and I'm very excited about it, but I don't know what to think about it. I'm a little confused. So that's it. And Michelle is still on?
I count her on. I love her. I love her laugh. She makes me feel good. I was just teasing about it. I knew she was. I was playing hard to get.
I love it, Jethro. Yeah, you got to let him think, buddy. You got to let him think.
I know. Yeah. I don't want to give too much information because I don't want to...
Yeah,
I don't want to lead myself in. I don't want to lead myself into it. That's all.
Yeah, I don't want to. We want to get right to the juicy stuff on your relationship. This is late night.
So, you start because I've got some stuff I want to say, but you start.
All right, I'm feeling with the energy that this gentleman has got some other situation that has to be handled. I feel like some other things are going into a level with you that is not, everything else has not went to be able to go through or work with you, you know, and they said that it's not only going into a level of dealing with it, but they said that you're also handling everything, and it's like, it seems like a situation that's going to be completely dealt with in a way that you won't have to go and handle it all at one point. I feel like there's something here with you. There's also somebody else in your business. Your name's Kimberly?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I apologize. I made the guys clarify a little bit. Because, Kimberly, you've got other people that are doing with this relationship. What's intent is what makes you happy. And I feel this person has got, you're working with them, but I feel there's someone else that's going to come in a little stronger. And I feel that that's part of it. This person has really got the feeling with you that they have to earn it. You're worth that. I keep hearing the guide saying that this person is, sometimes they don't, they're being good right now because they know they have to be good, is what they're telling me.
Because they what?
Like they know it, like right now they know that they have to be good with you because they've got competition or something. Something's going on here with, they're feeling like somebody else is checking you out is what I feel.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. Patty, what are you getting here?
Again, I'm getting that this is a time for you, I guess it's Claim Your Power Night for me here, about claiming your power. And I'm not sure with this person that you're talking about that you actually have all the same goals of things. So I would get a little clearer about that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing. That maybe what you want and this person wants isn't exactly the same thing. And you may be sensing that a little bit or not. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I think that's where I'm, confused too about it. Yeah.
No, you got to claim your power.
Yes, you got to claim your power. You got to figure out, you got to be a little bit clearer actually about what you do want and what, I think that's a little bit fuzzy, or you're trying to dance it into something that it isn't quite, is what I'm getting. So clearer you are that this person will fit into it, or they won't fit in it, or they'll mold to it. Not that you could go make somebody mold, but sometimes they, on their own, when they're clearer about what you want, will decide they can be it, or they absolutely can't.
Okay. Yeah.
Clarity for you.
Yeah.
And we
got
maybe
I'm
we
not
love
here.
You.
Maybe okay.
Yeah. But okay, I mean, if going with the flow feels good, go with the flow. But I'm not getting that the flow is flowing completely.
I apologize. There we go with the flow. We got with you, Kimberly. We're going with this real quick. I know all of you guys that are tuning in, hang on a minute. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties. You just heard me and Patty do the whoa. We're not actually spinning at that orbit. We're actually going real fast, but it's Mercury retrograde time. So just if it does be kooky, you'll be right back with us. A lot of phones just went a little haywire. It's Mercury goes backwards, it gets a little cranky. It's like it doesn't know how to dance backwards. If you ever dance with a girl that wants to be the lead, that's what Mercury does. It just keeps getting until it makes you crazy. So hang on, you guys. Don't get pushy. Get on the phones. We're going there. Michelle, we love you. Kimberly, I know you guys will be back from outer space. The phones will let go of you and the other things. They've thrown me and Patty out of our own shows. We have a very high energy tonight. 925, you're on, and it's live, and the stones are purple. So what's going on, 925?
My boyfriend and I have been together for 4.5 years, and I recently had a conversation with him about where our relationship is going, and I'm trying to figure out what he's going to decide. I'm very clear on what I want.
Okay, and I need a first name. I apologize. I have to have permission from my guides to read you.
Sorry, my name is Rennie.
Okay. And Rennie, I'm feeling like there's some other energy happening with this boyfriend. Can I get their name too?
His name is Wes.
I feel like Wes has had some other things happen in his life, and you and him are working together. But I see you two coming through it because you have to communicate. I'm seeing that that's where you're really one of your strengths lies.
Yeah.
That you have it.
Is he having some?
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, is he having some, like, financial worries or material worries of some kind right now that
have to move, and then he decided to sign the lease. We live in a very expensive area, so it could be. Well, I think part of it also is that I told him that I want to get married and start a family relatively soon, and he's the kind of guy who thinks that he has to give me the world rather than work together to achieve it. And I think that might be part of his financial worries.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting, that it's feeling burdensome to him. So again, since you're obviously a communicator and clear, get clear that that's not what it's about for you.
Yeah, I had told him that last night. I said, I'm not asking you for anything. I want to work together with you to achieve everything we want in life. I'm not asking you to give me these things. It's not your responsibility to give them to me. So I know that we love each other. He has a job that really stresses him out, and I've been trying to get him out of that situation because before he started the job, he had asked me to move in together. He was talking about our marriage and starting a family, and then he started the job, and he got completely stressed out, and he left me. And then he came back, realizing that was not the right thing. He was just stressed out. I feel like we're back in that place again.
So maybe, again, if you're meant to be and you're feeling it, and he's still just getting in that place of stress, maybe you should take one small step back. Just let him know that you're not going, get married now, do all that right now, because I really am feeling that pressure. And if, you know.
And I reiterated last night, there isn't any pressure. You know, I want to be with you. That's what I want. And we'll take it one step at a time and see what happens. I directly asked him, do you feel that I've ever pressured you? And he said, no, I don't feel that you pressure me. So I don't know how else to put it to him to make him realize that there's not pressure. It's just what I want. And I'm the type of person that I'm patient and we'll work towards it and we'll achieve it when we achieve it.
Well, he is very lucky to have you. I hope he appreciates that.
You see him doing a new job?
Do you see
him a new job?
I see that he certainly can get a new job. I see a new job there, but he has to go for it. He's not going for it right now, is he?
That's the thing. Like, he wants a new job, but I feel like there's something in his current job that's keeping him from, like, he's restricted in that position that, for whatever reason, no matter how much he wants to leave, it's kind of like being in an abusive relationship. Like, he's the abused and he can't leave. I don't know. I just always felt that there's something with this job that makes him like he's been.
Rennie, that's what they're telling me with the guys, that we need to look at this a little stronger for you, and that this is also some things that are happening with you two together. This has karma together, that you two are learning together something bigger than it. The wealth isn't just the energy for him. There's something else there that is. I do see you two getting through some of it, but it's seeded back to some things that are happening there. We love you. For a mini reading, that's what me and Patty are getting with you. You know, definitely thank you for calling in. Are you putting in for the prizes and going to have a real reading? Are you ready to do a half an hour with Patty?
Sure.
You do it. You send me the email, and we're having a special contest that was started tonight. Who's that girl? And you've had a reading by her, and you can win $150 worth of jewelry. One of Patty's promoters from New York just said she wants to see what happens after they have a reading. If you will come on and tell us on the air what it's like to have a half an hour with Patty that you've got as a reading, you will be the winner of that prize. So get with Patty, get a reading, set up reading, and we'll be talking to you on the show next month.
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you so much.
You're doing good. Hang in there. It's all going to come together.
We love all of you guys, and I know it's Mercury, but that's the wild thing. The show goes on. We still grab. I know that the phone's pulled. Some of you guys. Some of you guys came back. You laughed. Michelle's back. We love her even better. She brought her friend back from Chicago. We know they both. The lights went out in Georgia. We got people teasing the silliest stuff. I have to do one email, and then we're going to give away a prize. We got a 727. I'll try to get to you and a couple others. Time goes so fast. You guys got to get with us and just get the real reading. Grab a hold of one of us and just say, it's time, Patty. I'm ready to just have that reading. The question tonight is, Patty, I'm so afraid. Every time I call in or I ask people on radio shows, they tell me that they don't see or they don't feel anybody with me. I'm 33 years old, and I am a little bit overweight. I have been going to a specialist, and they promised me that I will be down to a normal size. I have friends, and everyone always says it's fine. I've had two relationships. Both of them were just monogamous friends. Patty, please tell me, is there ever going to be love in my future, or should I just give up?
Oh, never, never give up. No, there is love in your future. Start out with you. Really love you. You're a little apologetic for yourself, I feel, energetically, so just love yourself. You're perfect right now as you are. And, yes, you're going to lose some weight, and there's lots of fun ways to do it and get it off and even feel bad about yourself. But you've got to feel good about yourself now. I see a man with a beautiful heart for you. It doesn't even matter what size you are, but you're going to get smaller because it makes you healthier and it makes you feel good. It makes you feel good about yourself. Get out a little bit more. Be social. Let the world see who you are right here and right now. And I'm pulling cards right now, and I'm pulling some really big cards. The world is yours right now. You just have to claim it and live into it. Don't even begin to give up. You're just at the beginning.
Kanye, we've got you really touched me here. I'm going to privately write you an email and definitely get with us. I personally will get taken care of. If you want a half an hour reading with Patty, I feel you need that magic. I can tell you personally from being a client of Patty's who had a reading, even as a psychic, she has a way about her that's unique. I've met a lot of people. I'm very gifted myself. I know Patty's really with it. If you would like that, Connie, I will pay for that reading. So contact me, and we'd like to do that for you. You got me emotional here, and it's not that hard because I'm a wimp, but I love you guys. I'm glad you called in, and Connie, thank you. She wrote back, she says, Patty, if you say it can happen, anything can happen because you're Patty.
And yes, anything can happen and will and does every day. Magic every day.
I love you guys here. We've got Sue Delamondi says she's told her husband she's got to meet me. Sue, if you want to meet me, come on down to Tampa, Florida. I'm here. I'm on Southdale Mabry. I have classes Tuesdays and Wednesday nights. I'm open to the public. Friday nights I do a psychic circle here right before the show. We eat. We have fun. And I would definitely love to meet you, Sue. If you come down, it's my treat. And we'll go out and eat. You know me. I love to eat. So definitely I'd love to meet all some of you guys. Those of you on Facebook that are sharing our name, please put it out there. You guys are seeing our sites. We love what you're doing. Send it to other people. I have a contest. I'd like to have 20,000 friends here, and I'm real close of fans and friends and people on there. We love you. It's time to grab that other name, and let's grab them right out of our Facebook. And the winner is, it's Patty Negri, and that's the answer, and it's Carlene Keller. Carlene Keller, you are the winner. So,
yay!
Go, Carlene. You won. You were on the Facebook, and you answered it right there. So we welcome you. We thank you, and you'll be getting that pendulum prizes and other individual items from me. And those of you, when you get a reading, you've got to get the email. It has it on there, and it has a paper that says with it that it is bought with a reading. I do tease all of you guys that are doing emails. I am asking you guys that I am really busy. If you don't mind the email, it will take me a little bit, or I would like you to go to two of our really strong psychics that do email readings, and that, you know, they will get the reading done for you. Due to limitations, I'm quicker on the phone, and I do love some of you guys. I do honor those of you, of course, that have been with me for all the years, and I had someone write me yesterday, my prices have never went up for you in Colorado. You know that, so stop sending me little teasers. So we love all of you guys. There will be a prizes next week. My sister Linda stepped in. There will be a magical drum given away on the Friday night show for those of you who tune in, and there also will be some artwork. Linda has done a beautiful artwork that she's going to be giving away as a prize to all of you Psychics Gone Wild friends. So definitely put in, and we will be doing that on there. This one is a pheasant one. It's a very Native American strong one. It means very good luck and positive. If you're looking for that drum to be sitting in your house that you want, those of you who haven't seen it, go to Psychics Gone Wild. You will see the pictures that she's put there. It's beautiful. It's handmade. My sister does everything with it in handmade and original things to bring that positive to you. Those of you who know it has to be done naturally, this is all in honor, and that drum brings positive into your house. It is the size of a small sand. It probably is about 6 to 8 inches. I had someone tease me yesterday, they want a real drum in their house. I would too. If we've got about $700 to $800, we can go up and have them made. And then, you know, unfortunately, we got the small ones. They work just as well, and let's have that. I have a lot of you going, why? Because we want to be magical, and she also let me know she's a Patty Negri fan. So 727, you never get to know what Patty's up to. Even my older sister, who's psychic, loves her. 727, how are you? Would you like to have a quick reading before they throw us out the door?
Yes, I would. Thank you so much. Hello?
Hi, this is Jethro and Patty, and you are?
My name's Lindsay.
Hi, and, Lindsay.
Hi, I can't believe I'm on the air. I'm Lindsay. I've been sick for a year, disabled. I'm 23. Well, I just turned 24, and this whole year I feel like my intuitive is, I really changed spiritually, and I'm just wondering if you can tune into my guides and my angels and tell me, you know, and confirm, am I getting through this? And it seems like the time is now that I'm, and are there tips to how I can heal myself?
You are definitely getting through this. You are going to come through so strong, and it's your creativity that's going to blossom, your spirituality, your creativity, that artistic side of yourself through whatever. For anything that you're not able to do, for any challenges that you have, is going to go tenfold the other way in what you create that you wouldn't have created. Does that make sense? Are you feeling that inside you already?
Oh, I'm sorry. That my creativity will block me or will help me?
Blossom, not block you at all.
I feel like I'll be able to help people, that this experience this year was meant to shape me, and that I'll be able to grow exponentially. And that help. Yeah, I'm an actress. I'm an actress, and I've been in bed all year. It's been really hard. But I knew it was for a purpose.
Yes.
Yeah, a big purpose. And again, it's for that growth that you're getting inside, and you are going to be able to help people. And again, for all as hard as it's been, there's so much you've gotten out of how you've changed, how you're point of view, how your thought, how your growth has changed is amazing.
Wow, thank you so much. It's so good to hear that. I would have never called a year ago. I was very close-minded. But now I know the truth that God is in everything.
Everything.
Lindsay, we're so glad you called. They're going to throw us out the door because they just have this crazy thing called time and they won't listen to us. We love you. You can call in to PsycheGoneWild.com. I got you in because you were in. 828, you'll get in next time. 315, you're live and then to go. We love all of you guys. Don't forget, if you're not happy and you're sad, call us. We'll change all of it and put you back in that magic thing. That's what guides are doing, angels do. We'll honestly tell you the truth, but we'll find that positive path to get you there. We love all of you guys. Don't forget, you know who that girl is. It's our magical Patty, and tonight we proved it once again. Friday was great, so thank you guys. Patty, tell them where they can get you.
They can get me, of course, at Psychics Gone Wild, or they can get me direct at my website at pattynegri.com, pattinegri.com, and there you can find my email, my phone number, links to my YouTube pages, my TV stuff, everything. And my Facebook page. Where can they find you, Jethro?
JethroSmith.net, Psyche's Gone Wild. And if you're really in the mood, go ahead and just get a hold of me on Facebook because we've got other ones helping in there. So it's Jethro Smith, or if you've got a lot, it's Psychic Jethro 10. It's, I guess, in that you have 5,000 friends. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. So love all you guys, and talk to you next week.